story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Milbury's intoxicated and needs rescue. He's located in the front yard in a giant blow-up unicorn. He drank about 10 White Claws.
Western Avenue in the basement. Management is saying the laundry machines are being broken into, and they also have a video of a female prostituting on the washing machines.
9451, it's for a 6-year-old male that has a toilet seat stuck on him. He's unable to get out. He's EMS.
We found a Taco Bell. For a female in the drive-thru, she's going to be in a Dart, a Dodge Ram, refusing to leave. She's upset because her Crunchwrap Supreme didn't have enough beef on it, and she's refusing to pay for a double beef.
The Red Envoy, the male driver, is going to be a Brett Farm impersonator.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
Dumbass.
What a dumbass.
Alexa, who am I?
I'm talking to dumbass.
Good morning. Welcome to the Dairyland Dumbass Update, the Wisconsin Crime Blotter. If you find a crime that fits, maybe in your local paper, send it to us. Click on the link. We'd love to deputize you. We start today in the city of Watertown. This happened last Monday in Watertown. Police and EMS responded to a location where a cab driver had arrived to pick up a passenger, but failed to put the taxi in park when he got out.
Oops.
And then the taxi began rolling away. The unoccupied taxi then hit the passenger that was waiting to be picked up. The taxi then rolled into the Rock River.
Oh my God.
And floated downstream. Yeah.
Oops.
He had to look like he was trying to hail his own taxi cab running after it. Taxi!
I mean, you drive for a living. You know?
I don't know who was waiting for that taxi, but reflex is not what they used to be, I guess. Because if it's rolling towards you...
Yeah, right.
Don't
get
you
out
just...
of the way.
Walworth County is where we go next. Walworth County, Highway H. Just going to read it the way it's written. Sheep running down the road per officer... Four or five are on the lamb. And then Sandy wrote in and went, bah! All right, we'll go to Sussex for the next one from Fox 6. A Sussex man charged after he called 911 five times in one night when there was no emergency has been sentenced to 1 year of probation. The 26-year-old, this all started January 27th, 7 p.m., Waukesha County Sheriff's deputy sent to an apartment complex in Sussex to check, a welfare check for this 27-year-old. The caller, 26-year-old, I guess, was later identified as the suspect. When the deputy arrived at his apartment, he refused to open the door, eventually opened the door and said, I'm just messing. He said he was bored. So a deputy searched the residence, and another deputy was talking to the guy. One deputy noticed a broken BB gun on the floor and asked about it, and he laughed and said, I said I was bored. So they were counseling him, and at 7:17 as they were leaving, he again called 911 and asked for law enforcement. So they went back. Then he said, I'm cool. Then he said, I won't call 911. They left, and at 8:01, he called 911 again.
Oh, my God.
And then at 8:36, he called 911 again. Then at 9:13, he called 911 again.
When did they arrest him?
They did. They busted him. He's been arrested. Misuse of 911.
Wonder how he uses a couple of calls that he gets to make while he's sitting in jail.
I'm just trying to think nowadays, like, is there any way to be bored with... There's so many things to keep you occupied.
Well, I mean, sure, there's things to be bored, but, you know, sometimes it's boring being on your phone or scrolling through Instagram or...
It is?
Go for a walk.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean. There's so many things to do. Yeah. Why call 911? We go to Waukesha for the next one. Waukesha Police Blotter. This happened last Friday morning, 9:42 a.m. A man wearing a green mask with glasses, a hat, and a cape was walking up and down Les Paul Parkway. The woman who called thought it was suspicious considering the weather was very nice.
Was it the Green Hornet?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Same thing, Waukesha, 8:01, same night. A caller... Oakland Avenue had three male juveniles knock on her door saying they needed money for the bus. The caller felt uncomfortable and closed the door. An officer met with the juveniles Turns out they were going door to door to just get money for Skateland this weekend. They were advised to seek better business ventures and on the dangers of going door to door.
There's the dumbass.
Like when they come to my house with candy bars for $10.
Is that what they had?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. $10.
Each?
Yes.
What kind of candy bars?
Kit Kat.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not even like the big size.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's way too rich for my blood.
Yeah.
Where are those kids that go door to door asking if they can mow your lawn or do something around the house
something
for you?
Productive.
This happened on the 11th, 7:54 in the morning, Village of Caledonia. Sergeant G writes it. A fast service restaurant stated a customer was causing a disturbance. The customer received the wrong sandwich. They fixed it, and now she's blocking the door, not letting anyone in. The customer states the egg in her new sandwich doesn't look like a scrambled egg. The customer was told to leave, and they were no longer welcome at the business.
Dumbass!
Mm-hmm.
What did it look like? Inquiring minds want to know.
I don't know.
I wonder if she's tried with a fried egg on her sandwich, because those are really good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you ask for that? You can ask for that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No
certain
way.
Places, yeah.
I didn't know that. And finally, in the Kenosha County scanner, at the train station, a caller says two subjects are having sex in the elevator.
Okay. Where's the caller?
That's a really good question.
In the elevator or
they
how?
Just saw, yeah, like how would you witness it?
Were they looking
it?
At the cameras?
Maybe
they work
maybe
wherever
the
elevator is?
The elevator door opened and there it was and... Mm-hmm.
They noticed that the elevator kept going up, then down, and up, then down.
Could be too.
Brian Regan with a classic bit about elevators.
I hate when I get off an elevator on the wrong floor. You ever do that? Then you got to hop back on and face those people. I feel like I owe everybody in there an explanation. Like they're all going, hey, here's the big idiot getting back on. Doesn't know where the hell he is in life. And you step off for a second, then you hop back on. Oh. I thought that was the second floor. Looks just like the second floor. The same wallpaper and plant and everything. Everything's the same. Except for that big number 5. You look at it quick, it's like a 2. And I was looking at it quick, you know? Looking at it too quick, probably.